My name is Eros Burris, and I'm 20 years old. I am a Sac State student, and I also work at the Gender Health Center as an admin assistant. I left home at 12 years old, though, because my parents weren't the best parents. What happened after I left home is I pretty much became homeless, and I was couch surfing a lot, and I had to find other means of, like, survival and, like, providing for myself, feeding myself, clothing myself. I couch surfed all the way up until I was 18, and I just decided that I would get more help if I, like, sought out other resources. The housing voucher that I received is called Shelter Plus Care. It's like Section 8 and or Housing Choice voucher, but it's a little different because you still get the financial assistance, but you also have a case manager that you have to work with, and they work with you to achieve goals and solve issues in your life. Getting the voucher, I thought it was going to be a relief at first because I was told I was going to be enrolled into the program in September of 2016. It only became a nightmare when I actually got the voucher and I found out there was like not one single apartment available in Sacramento for 6 months. And it was also getting colder outside, and it became more of like a long sought out dream more than like, oh, this voucher is actually going to get me into housing kind of thing. It took me sitting down for like 3 months in a row, 8 hours a day at a computer, calling and searching for different apartments to find one apartment that was available. When I very first found out that there was a unit available, I was actually very disappointed because it wasn't the apartment that I wanted to live in, and I'd heard a lot of negative things. A lot of the things I was getting from like people who live there and online is that it was cockroach infested, bed bug infested. Like, if you're living outside and you're homeless, that's what you deal with. But like, if you're living indoors, that's something you shouldn't have to deal with. I was kind of fighting it, but at the same time, like, I was like, this is what's available, I'm just gonna take it kind of thing. I tried to do other things, like see if I could live somewhere else, but it just nothing ever worked. It was like I had to live there. Well, when they showed me the unit that they were going to give me, I looked at it and everything was really nice in the apartment that they showed me. The apartment that they gave me was different. My mattress probably was over 7 years old and used and disgusting. And, everything that was about, like, updated in the other apartment was outdated in my apartment. Well, I started doing hour walks when I was 12, so I've been walking like this for years, 8 years. I also try to take different routes because it helps your neuroplasticity. Oh yeah, you definitely, when you first move and all you do here is the light rail. My goal is to not have to use the voucher. What I'm looking into is buying a modular home. It's a manufactured home that is oftentimes cheaper. Yeah, so I'd have to save up probably 20%. Like, my friend's friend, whose house I went to this past weekend, had a modular home, and it's actually really nice. You know, it was decent. So I was just like, huh,